This is an ABC podcast.
Hi, it's Costa here. Thanks for joining us at Gardening Buds. If you're new to the podcast, head back and start from episode one. If you've been with us from the start, let's get into it. Gardening Buds HQ, hello.
Hi Costa, how are you today?
Kaylee, I'm good. Have you got today's joke for me?
No time to waste, Costa. Oh. Today's the big day, the one and only day, the day we make the garden grow.
Good point, there's lots to do.
Do you have everything we need?
I've got it covered.
Hat?
Check.
Sunscreen?
Check.
Gardening gloves?
Check, check. Meet me around the back. See you in a minute.
Okay, bye.
Kaylee.
Hi, Costa.
Great to be here. Are you ready for planting day?
Of course I am.
I've got plenty of stuff in the van. Can you give me a hand? Come on.
Come on, let's go. What are these black things we got?
These are the pots that we're going to grow the plants in.
Oh, this is heavy. Come on. Okay, and let's put it down.
Oh, can you smell that one?
Oh, it smells delicious. I can smell mint.
Yeah, that's the native mint. Well done. Your nose is on the job.
And we have, what exactly is that plant?
It's called goodenia. And it's got yellow flowers and it's going to hang down. And you know what the yellow flowers bring?
Bees.
That's it. And pollinators.
Butterflies.
Yeah, what else?
Birds. Oh, whoa, look, there's like two more trees back here. Ooh.
Drag them over.
Okay. Look, incoming, here they come.
Now, do you know what these are?
Well, I'm guessing this is cucumber.
Close. They do look a bit similar, but guess what they are? No. Happy plants.
Sunflowers?
Yes.
Cool. We have sunflowers.
So they're sunflowers.
We have more sunflowers.
More sunflowers.
More sunflowers.
More sunflowers.
More sunflowers.
More sunflowers.
And we have cucumber.
More sun or sunflowers. That's cucumber.
More cucumber.
More cucumber.
Amazing flowers. We have strawberries.
Strawberries. Mm. You said you wanted strawberries.
More strawberries.
Strawberries.
We have a whole another tree.
Now, what else have we got here?
We got tomatoes and
yep.
Ooh. And then we have corn.
Lots of corn.
More corn.
Corn. Okay, what say we get these garden pots into position?
Okay.
Okay, so get your gloves on.
Okay, I have blue gloves.
Okay, so do you want to put the pots in position?
Okay, here you go, Costa.
Oh. Anyone would think we measured that. Now, these are too heavy for you to lift, but what I want you to do is help me guide the soil into the bed as we go. Here we go. Okay, so what we're going to do is set the plants out so that we know where they're going. Well, I'm going to set them out and you'll do the planting, okay? Now, that cucumber
goes with the corn.
Yeah, that goes with the corn.
Okay,
so you can put that
middle.
There. We're going to put sunflowers in the end bed.
And what is this? Oh, I like these.
Marigolds, they go around the tomatoes.
Tomato, tomato, where are you? I like this arrangement.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Okay, now what do I do with this?
Now, bring it over here. Put it in the hole. Oh, perfect.
It looks awesome. Okay, Costa, one's ready.
This is where we can be like a team. You're preparing the seedlings. And I'm preparing the holes.
I'm ready for a hole.
Okay, so you see these marigolds? They're going to bring the insects to come to the flowers, and then when they come to the marigold flower, they'll come and visit the tomato as well.
Cool.
Costa de Kaylee, fly in the new tomato.
Whoa, okay. This is big.
This one goes here. Okay, now, sunflowers. Give it a little squizzy squizzy.
Okay, hold up, I'm just going to hug it.
Good hug. Give that pot a hug.
Tight hug.
Okay. Oh, that's fantastic. Well, that's it. Have a look. Let's step back and have a look. Look at that.
Whoa, I've got so much awesome stuff in my garden.
Thanks, Costa.
How much fun was this?
So much fun.
I really enjoyed it. And look at it.
I can't believe we're all done and it's all finished.
Well, finished is an interesting word because it's finished for today, but it's only just beginning forevermore because now you've got the chance to maintain your garden and watch things grow and understand the plants better. There's lots of steps and, you know, I think the best step we can take now is to actually get a little diary and you can mark down today as day number one. Because the most important things for gardeners is to understand and observe and to write down what's going on. And then you understand how long things take to grow and then to have their first flower and look after them and see what they need, when they need a drink, when they might need a feed, when you have to harvest. So your diary, I think, is one of the most important things you can do. So Kaylee, do you have a book that you could use as a diary?
Of course. Wait here, I'll grab it. Okay, I picked this one out specially because it has flowers and butterflies on it.
That's fantastic. It's a perfect garden diary. You can start to write down all the things that you see through your garden goggles. You learn through all the information and data that you keep in your diary. You can make note of things like the first time I saw a flower, the first time I saw a bee, the first time I saw a butterfly.
First time I saw a sprout.
Or your first ripe tomato. And then you can start to record how many tomatoes you've picked. You can record when your first sunflower opened.
Oh, I'm looking forward to that, all right.
So you'll really get to know and understand the microclimates around your garden, whether that's a balcony or it could be a rooftop.
Or a little pot and windowsill.
Exactly. It's Gardening Buds quiz time.
I love quizzes.
For the quiz this week, there's only one question. This one question has three parts to it. What are three things you can put into your Gardening Buds garden diary?
What type of plants?
Correct. One.
What type of animals come? And how many?
Correct.
When you water and sprout, when they sprout, kind of?
Correct. The other things I would have accepted as answers are, when did the first flower open? When did the sunflower first smile? Really, when anything happens in your garden, it's worthy of a spot in your diary. Can you believe it, Kaylee? Today, we've completed a full circle.
Whoa.
So we started off by taking a walk around your neighbourhood to see what different gardens were growing in your area. Then we came to your place. We put our microclimate goggles on and we did a site assessment. And then you came up with your ideas of what you'd like. Then we explored how plants worked and why they will be successful in those different places because they're suited to that climate. And then we thought about how your garden is going to fit into the bigger garden and connect with nature outside and over the fence from your place.
We've done so much.
We certainly have. And then today we actually built the garden.
Yay. Thanks, Costa.
I have to go now, Kaylee, but I'm going to come back regularly and check how your garden's growing.
I can't wait to see how my garden grows.
Me too, Kaylee. See you soon.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.
Gardening Buds challenge for the week. Now it's time to start your very own garden. Yes, get out there and build what you planned. So whether you've got a big backyard, a balcony, or just a little pot on the windowsill, it's time for you to make your very own garden. And once you've made it, grab a notebook and get your diary started. And if you need some help, get your grown-ups to head to the ABC Kids Listen website. We've got a Gardening Buds diary that you can download and use. And when you built your garden and started your diary, send some pictures of the garden and your diary to ABC Kids Listen. Kaylee and I can't wait to see what you're up to. And remember, this is the beginning, not the end. Gardening Buds is a collaboration between ABC Kids Listen and Gardening Australia, recorded on Gadigal and Bidjigal land. Hosted by Kaylee Nolan and me, Costa Georgiadis. Made by assistant producer Candice Docker, development and digital producer Catherine Rogers, sound designer Wayne Nguyen, and senior producer Emma Gibbs. You've been listening to an ABC Kids Listen podcast. For music to move, podcasts to play, stories and soundtracks to sleep, download the ABC Kids Listen app free from your app store.